That's Rachel.
Hey there, Rachel. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am good as well. Well, we were trying to get in contact with you since Friday.
I know.
Since we last cut off.
Died. I plugged it in and it just didn't turn back on. Well, it like turned on, but my screen wasn't like turning on. It was all black. So I had to, you know, go through the whole going to Apple, can't do anything about it, and I had to get an all new one sent from Verizon. So sorry about that. But hey,
I know,
I'm back in business.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
well,
I know
your phone was on,
right?
But it was half dead.
Do you think I just fell off the face of the earth?
Well, I was saying that your phone was alive, but it was half dead because you cannot
see
anything
was,
on it.
So this is how crazy it was. I thought it was just like a matter of getting a new screen because I did have like a little like glitch down in the bottom. So I thought it was okay. It was just the LCD part because it would make noise, but the screen was all black. I got the screen replaced and it still didn't turn on. The lady said it's like the iBreak You Fix place. She was like, I put three like screens on. She was like, I've never seen this before. It looks like it's like a malfunction, like short circuit that your phone's not sending like visual like messages to the screen. But what was so weird is like I could tap on my screen and I could text. So I could like unlock my phone by just touching, but it was still jet black. So it was just such like a pain in the butt. So well, good to get an app.
Well, it's like you're doing magic, just opening your phone and texting.
I know, it was. It was just like blindly doing it. I'm like, oh, let's just hope for the best. I could say like Siri, read me my messages, and it would read them, but then I could never go back to them again. So I had to like reply right then and there, and it was just like a pain. So luckily they sent a new one out, so we're good to go.
Oh.
But I did get
and which
the
one is
demo.
It?
It is a I didn't go with the Pro. I just got like the 13 regular one.
Well, 13 is good. 13 is pocket friendly, and you know it comes really good in the hand.
Well, my older one, I mean, it was older. It was the XR, I think it was. So it's like kind of a good excuse to upgrade anyway. But just a pain.
I understand. Been through the same.
I know, these phones. So then they're like trying to sell me on the insurance and this and that. I'm like, I probably should have the insurance because I break my phones like all the time. But and I'm an insurance agent, so you'd think. But I don't know.
So how was your weekend and how was your day? Tell me about it.
Well, the weekend was just a little frustrating, busy, and then obviously you know how we're like addicted to like our phones and everything. But today, it's going pretty good. Busy, busy, busy. Playing catch up a lot with, you know, everything and going through, you know, just that. Trying to get working. I'm very frustrated because I have half of my insurance companies that I'm going to work with gave me their logins and I can start selling, but the other half haven't, so I'm just like stuck in limbo, you know? It's really weird.
Well, that's a bummer. Well, yeah, it's going good, you know? Well, we were supposed to be getting some kind of a off, all right, like, you know, a holiday thing, all right, because
I am
a permanent member, so I applied for it, but I haven't got anything back. Like, it was accepted was it? Yeah, you know?
That's a bummer. Fingers crossed. I hope you get it. Is it too late to get it, or would you still find out by the end of the day, or what?
Well, it's my cousin's wedding, so yeah.
Oh, you should definitely go.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
Uh-huh.
Who cares? I'm sure you paid your dues. You're into it. You know, it isn't just that's part of the reason I went out and started my life. I like to hate people telling you what you can and can't do. It's such a bummer.
Oh, well. I think you and I are in the same boat then. And I'm going to help you out start with your own business, if we're really honest. All right, because it was just my dream to go ahead and start off at a good off my own. All right, but I suppose I can in the future, but I will help you out with that because I understand the thing, all right, the vibe that you get when you start your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you're the boss.
That.
You can do anything you like. Take off, do whatever.
That's just so nice. Even, like, whenever I'm like, oh, I don't have to get all dressed up and go to the office. I can just hang out. You know what I mean? What are they going to, like, who are you going to complain to? Me. So it's fun.
Well, that's really good, isn't it? That you're the one who the complaints are coming for. Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Well,
so,
who do you want to talk
it's
to?
It's a win-win.
Me. I'm the boss.
Exactly. I know.
All right, okay.
Like it, so
well, you are. You are. That is no doubt in that.
That's true.
All right, okay.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. And regards to the demo, you are more leaning towards the V3, I suppose, the version 3?
I do like the third version. I like the, like, almost, like, simplicity of it. It, like, is most, like, visually appealing to me. It's less busy when you first turn it on. It's like when you click on it, it's like, okay, boom, there we are with it. I just like the depth, like, the color of the second one. I think that's just because of that background. I kind of like how bold that is. So I was thinking of maybe, like, mixing the two together in a way. I also really like on that third one how you scroll down and it gets right into, like, all, like, the squares of everything. I love that. That's kind of exactly what I was, like, imagining, that it just gets to that point. They click on it and takes them to where they need to go. So I'm thinking 3 is the way to go. We just kind of got to tweak a few things with the color scheme, and I think we'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about the color? Should it be, like, what kind of color do you want on that?
Probably go a little bit, well, so the font on it, I like actually the font, but it also kind of looks a little too, I want maybe something a little bit more, like bold with it, I guess, like mm-hmm. not as soft. That's like, I love that font, but I think it's a little too soft for like the construction side of like a lot of my clients, you know what I mean? I kind of want to like bold it, like make it a little bit more of like got some backbone to it, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. Everything you're saying,
okay, cool.
It is making sense. Yeah.
Great. Sometimes I just like can't find the words, so I talk way too much. So if you get it, just tell me, okay, shut up. I get it. I don't need to make like 10 different references. So,
I will never tell you to shut up.
Well, someone you have
well, that
to,
will be
so.
Well, that will be really rude.
Oh, well.
Okay. Like, hey, Rachel, you need to, you know.
Tone it down. You can say that.
Yeah, Rachel, can you please do not flip the table?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's like you know me. Who told you that?
Well, I can tell by just speaking to my clients.
Well, that's good. Good people skills. But, yeah, so I have pulled up here. I do like that. The only thing, so starting actually my little notes here from the top of when you click on it, the only thing is at the where it says home about us, compare quotes, the contact us being below the insurance, is there any way we can fit that all on one line?
Where is that?
On like the top, like I guess it's like the top like menu.
Yeah,
bar.
Like beside the client center?
Yeah, yep.
The business insurance, it's like worker, compensation insurance and home insurance, auto insurance, life insurance, boat insurance, motorcycle insurance. Bonds insurance and pet insurance. Pet insurance?
Yeah. Sorry, it's like below that on my end when I click on the demo, right below that is contact us instead of being in line with like the home about, you know what I mean, like the title of it.
Look, it's all in line. Are you seeing it on your phone or a laptop or desktop? What is it?
I'm on my computer, so I'm on my laptop right now.
Beneath the portal login, you can see the contact us. Can you see it? It's all in line.
Oh, that is so weird. Yeah, on my end, it says Banso Soprano Agency at the top. Then right next to it, it says Home, About Us, Compare, Client Center, Insurance. Then on that same line right next to it is, like, the phone, and it's, like, 000. And then below the insurance, like, directly below, is the contact us rather than in line. At least that's how it shows up on my end. So that's super weird.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's not our problem. If you can just give me, like, 1 minute, that will be fixed. That's not a problem. I can see it right in front of me. If you want a screenshot, I can. Is this your phone number I can send a text to?
Yeah, if you just text it, that'd be great.
Let me just go ahead and send you a text, all right? So we're in constant communication in regards to whatever it is, okay?
Love that.
Alrighty, gotcha. Ending with 1113?
Yep.
Let me just go ahead and pull up my phone for you, okay? Just give me a minute.
Thank you.
Where
yeah,
is that? Oh, it's on charge. It's always on charge. I have to carry a charger with me always in the car and wherever I'm going, even into the dentist. I'm like, okay, hey, can you put this on charge? They're like, what is this?
That is so crazy. It's how these battery life, it just drains so much. At least my old phone was like that. This one's been pretty good so far, but
it's a new phone. What can you expect?
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, I don't even think I've gotten it down all the way. But, hey, I mean, it looks like it's, like, draining well. That pen, I think they, like, send different, like, glitches and codes to old phones to, like, make them, like,
yeah, Apple is trying to slow down the previous phones, all right, so that people can go ahead and buy the new phone. That's their marketing technique.
Yep. And I think they lost a lawsuit about that, didn't they?
Yeah, no. I don't think so. Because it's their technique to go ahead and sell the newer iPhones for the bigger margin.
Yeah, it's a scam.
Right? That's their technique.
I wish I could do something like that with it.
Okay, just give me a minute. I'm going to send you the text right away. All right, and what more changes do you think that needs to be done on to the website?
Up at the top where it says Manso Soprano Agency, can we, at like the very top corner, can we add my logo there, like that, like MS symbol, like the symbol there?
Let me just go ahead and check on the logo that you have verified to us. Just give me a quick minute, okay? It's with the golden and the black background, correct?
Yes. Yep.
Gotcha. Alrighty, okay. Alright, okay, well, it will be added where it says your logo. It will be added over there, of course, because that is just a demo thing that we have set up that the logo goes over there.
Gotcha. Okay.
And you want the logo on the banner as well?
Wait, on which banner? Maybe clicked on the... Oh, I think that when I said three, I see. Technically, I'm talking about five, I guess.
Okay.
But on the ones you sent me, I only got three options. But if I look at the link,
it's
says
five.
But I went down. That is why the confusion's there. Sorry about that.
That's A-okay.
Yeah,
I was looking at the wrong one.
I'm like, wait, what? Yeah. Sorry. That was my fault because technically three is, that's just ironic. But it was the third one down on mine.
That's V5.
Yeah, so five.
I was thinking, like, hey, I don't see any kind of number for 0000 or anything like that. I was like, I'll get it fixed.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, this girl's nuts. But, yeah, no. So there we are. So, yeah, and this is the font I was talking about to, like, beef it up a little bit. Like, it's very nice and, like, elegant, but I want it a little bit more, like, bold, like,
I'm really impressed by my designer because that's really neat.
Yeah. Isn't this, like, a cool – I like this one. It's like, simple. It's, like, a little bit, and then it comes down to all the blocks.
You can see a car with a guy in it as well, with all of the houses and, you know.
Yeah. It looks really nice. So this is the one I was talking about. Whenever you click on it, it doesn't have, like, the logo. The other two, three and four, technically, I guess, if this is number five, show, like, a spot that says your logo here. This one doesn't say that, so that's why I was curious if we can add that big M.
Yeah, of course. The logo will be set up over there because that's the the header of the website with the navigation bar. That is home, about us, like compare codes, client, and it will be all adjusted for you. That's not a problem.
Gotcha. Okay, that's perfect then. If we can make this like. A bolder font, not like bold, like as in like size, but like bold as in like, you know what I mean. You get what I was saying earlier, like the
yes, I do.
Gusto behind it. Okay, so make it a little bit more like that, but still have like a little bit of like a flair to it.
Of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of sassy, a little bit of classy. You know what I mean? So we'll do that.
I got it.
Okay, and then I would like to see it. With like a darker background, like maybe like, how do you think it would look if this was like black? I kind of like it. Everybody uses their phone in dark mode anyway now. Like dark mode is just so.
Add a functionality over here. Like if someone wants to go ahead and you the dark mode, they can switch the website into dark mode, and that would be really cool. And if someone wants to go ahead and
that's
into light mode.
Yeah, I mean, we could try. I don't know if I would like it in dark. Can we? I actually think I will like it in dark. Can we change
we can
just actually always dark? Like, can we just make it always, like, black background? At least for this top part.
But what if someone doesn't like the black? They always like the white.
Well, let's do this. So let me, like, bounce this idea off you. So, the that banner at the top or whatever you call it, the header, if that could be black, and then the background of where it says, "Welcome to Mansfield Supremo Agency, simplifying the way you shop, get a quote." I absolutely love this. I think it gets right to the point. It's perfect. I just would like to see, I don't know if it's because of the font, you know what I mean, if that's why it looks a little too, like, soft to me, or if it's because it's too bright. I was thinking maybe of going, like, black or, like, a deep gray, and then,
mm-hmm.
like, offsetting it with, like, the gold.
Well, yeah, I think that will look pretty cool. I'm just imagining
okay,
that
so
right now.
That middle color scheme. Then when you go down to, like, select products and bundle and save, we could keep all of that white, right? Are we able to do that, or does the whole page have to be one color?
Well, if we go black, then it's all going to be black, but I'll see what I can do.
Okay, if it does go all black, I'm okay with that. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fine. And then we'll just switch our accents to, like, grays and golds, I guess. Like, if
grays
that's
and golds,
have
yes.
Okay,
yeah, we
cool.
can go with grays and golds. That's not a problem.
Beautiful. Love that. So then when you scroll down past see our products, select our products, bundle, and save, I like all that. That's perfect. Exactly what I imagined. The bar with all the companies that we insure with, perfect. Love that. Get instant access to your claims and policy. I think that breaks it up good. Let me see. What are your thoughts, honestly, as you're scrolling down about this middle section with, like, the cartoons here between get your claims and the client, what our clients say? Do you think that is, like, kind of distracting, like, a lot of people won't scroll past it to get down to, like, book online? Side note, I love the book online thing. I never even thought of that. But if we can hook that up to, like, that Calendly or whatever it's called, I think that's an amazing idea. So I like that. So that's why I kind of want that to be above, like, probably next after it says get access to your claims policy. Then I think we should kind of bump that up where it's, like, set an appointment type thing, like, if for, like, a, you know what I mean? I want to bring that
mm-hmm.
so people actually get to it. I don't want them
what
to
if,
start scrolling people.
Well, do you remember we were talking about a feature that you can actually talk to people while they are on the website, and if they have any kind of confusion, they can just go ahead and talk with you while phone, all right, and you can go ahead and make the deal out of it. What do you think?
Like a little chat bot? Does that, like,
yeah.
is that cost or anything? Do I have to have, like, a servicing team, or am I the servicing team for that?
Well, we will go ahead and create the functionality for you, and it will be integrated over to your phone. All right, so you'll see on which page your client is. All right, so you can go ahead and accommodate them or give them a call or whatever it is and make the deal out of it. What do you think? So you're not, so your revenue is being generated and you're not losing any kind of customers or clients.
Okay, so it lets you know anytime someone's on the site.
Yeah, if they come onto the site, they will just go ahead and text you. A robot will be there to go ahead and text them, like, hey, what kind of service would you like to need, and what are the things that you're having confusions on. All right, so they will go ahead and chat, and the chat will come up on your phone.
Okay, that's pretty neat. Does that cost, like, extra? Like, I guess you don't do a monthly fee. Is it, like, a one-time fee for that?
That's a one-time fee, yes.
Okay, how much is
that? I will let you know later on. First, we need to go ahead and get everything on the design of the website. So you're all
gotcha.
Get everything on board
okay.
with us so we can just go ahead and make the changes and get everything done for you as well.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
So, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Where were we?
Yeah, we were on the get instant access claim your policy. All right. We were on the cartoons. All right. So you can see that there's a cartoon where we've got you covered. All right. So that's what I was telling you about, because if you're an insurance agency, then, of course, you need to go ahead and provide assistance to your customers and your clients who will be coming onto your website. All right, and if they're not getting any kind of services to customer support or anything about it, then, of course, they will lose hope over this business. They'll be like, okay, well, Manto Soprano agency, I don't think that's going to help me out. So they will go somewhere else, and we don't want that. We want them to stay over here, and we want to go ahead and make business with them. So that's what my goal is.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that makes sense to me. But, okay, so they would use that as it pop up on its own. Can we remove those cartoons, or do they have to stay?
Well, it depends on you if you want to go ahead and have them, because I think they look cool.
I like them, too. Actually, they're kind of cool. I just don't know. Okay, there's our reviews. It's easy to start insurance. Need a claim. I like the idea of the little, like, things at the bottom, too. Let's see.
What thing at the bottom?
Like the, where it's just like, oh, how car insurance rates are calculated. Like a little blog post. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of neat.
Those are just a question. FAQs. Frequently asked questions.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So I'm looking for the fellowship. So what do you think? I kind of want to rearrange this bottom half here, like bump things up. So get instant access to your claims in your policy no matter where, blah, blah, blah. That looks good. And then should we move our team of licensed experts up above the cartoons right where it says get instant access to your policy?
Yes, of
then
course. Yeah, we can.
Okay. Then it goes into the cartoons. And then
it's easy to start insurance.
Yeah, and then we'll put the reviews right below that. And then
yeah, of course we can. Of course, we can put the reviews beneath the it's easy to start insurance. All right, so people can get on board first, and then they can go ahead and watch the cartoons.
Sounds good. Okay, I like that. And then make your wish come true is insurance, life insurance. We can remove that, or can I just put something else there, I guess? That's just like a header there.
On where?
It doesn't have to be insurance. That big green square where it, like, mends into the black. I guess it's just, we could put anything there, right? It doesn't have to be about life insurance.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
we can put it's all dummy text right now. All right, all of the things can be changed because this website is being made on a custom WordPress platform, not a theme or anything about it. So we can change even minor colors as well.
Okay,
and if you're over what our clients say, all right, are you on what our clients say? I want to show you something.
Yes. Yep. Okay, I just scrolled to it.
All right, okay. So if you hover on the first one, Morgan Renault, all right, all of them are Morgan at the moment. On the first one, you'll see the color change. On the very bottom, where it's green, it'll turn to orange, and it'll start glowing. That's the hover effect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of like that. It's interactive.
Yeah, it's interactive with the eye-catching.
Yeah, I do like that. It's pretty cool. It's not flat. It's like, it's like it's alive. So I like that. I definitely think it'll flow better. Yeah, let's bump, like we said, the easy to start with the our team of licensed experts above the cartoons, then the cartoons go, and then what our clients say, and then the rest.
Right beneath that, where it says, let me just get this straight. Let me just grab my tea. Just give me a minute. Thank you. Do you like tea?
Do I like tea?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. All right, okay. Well, that's good. That's good. Good to know. All right, okay. right beneath the banner, all right, the select products to bundle and save. And right beneath that, we will just go and set up our licensed team of expert insurance. We will set it up over there. All right. And beneath that, we will set up it's easy to start insurance. All right. And then the cartoons and everything else can come up over there so people can just go and scroll down and see what it is all about. All right, first we need to go ahead and capture their attention so they can go ahead and get on board with us over the website.
Yep, I like that. We'll keep the get instant access to your policy and claims between that and our team of licensed agents.
Mm-hmm.
You like that? And then the
yeah.
rest. So you keep access to claims in your policy. That way that kind of like tips the hat to like the client center. So it like alternates. So it's like our agency get a quote with all of our products. Then it's like you could also get instant access to claims to your policy. Then it's like book an appointment with our team of licensed agents. We got you covered, yada, 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 all the way down. I think that'll flow good.
Yeah, of course. Well, let me just go ahead and check up on that. And for, just give me a minute, on the bottom where it says Memphis Sperano Agency and follow us on social media links. So do you have your social media with you or no?
I have an Instagram and a Facebook. I just haven't gotten them, like, up and, like, rolling yet. I just don't have content on them, but I do have them.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Okay. And services are with car insurance, health insurance, home insurance, life insurance, travel insurance. Let me pull up your brief form right up here. Just give me a quick minute.
Because we'd have to change those from travel to and health. I don't do those. But I can do, we could change it to business insurance and, like, you could put something like trucking or something. I don't know, something down there. But, yeah, we would have to remove that.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, okay, what we can do, consumer quoting portal, what is that?
So that's that link that my agency management system gave me to get integrated into the website. So the customers are supposed to be able to click that, and then it's supposed to take you to, like, this third-party site, which is, like, the back end of my client.
Okay, so it's the portal that you're working with. So clients can come
over
there and they can sign up and, you know, get everything up and settled.
Yeah. So, like, if you were a customer and you're in, like, my database, you can go on my website and click that and it links it right to my database that they can go in and print out their insurance cards and stuff.
Ooh, okay. That's
And so that's that client center. And then the other side of things would be the like the comparative rater where it says, like, get quotes. That's the second link that I sent you.
Mm-hmm. All right, give me a minute.
So there's two things I integrated in.
These two need to be integrated?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
One under, like get quotes. Where is it? Like, compare quotes. Let's see. Yeah, at the third tab over where it's home about us, compare quotes. That compare quotes link, I want it to take to that thing I sent you, and then client center needs to go to the other one I sent. And it'll
All right, so the compare quotes will be coming up as, like, consumer quoting portal. It will be set up over there, and the client center can be set up right beside that in the client center.
Yep.
Okay, already, okay. All right, okay, and do you remember that we were having a talk regarding the CMS and the SSL?
Oh, yeah, the security stuff?
Yes. Do you remember?
I think you were explaining it, and that's when my phone started, like, glitching out. I think, yeah, I do remember what you're saying, that it's, like, for the security stuff. Did we end up going with the, yeah, can you refresh me?
Yeah, you were telling me that you're good with the 350 for an year.
Okay, what does that all get me again? I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Well, that's the security to go ahead and make sure that your website is all secure and your data theft or anything about it cannot be used in regards to that or spamming or phishing or anything like that, because this will be a portal for insurance and everything about it. So people will be putting in their confidential information, such as their phone, their number, their home address or anything about it. So it cannot be, you know, breached or anything about it.
Okay. So is that for the service itself, or is that just to maintain it? Like, how does that work? So I remember you saying that they're required and you need, like, a certificate of it, but
yes.
Does that mean when you get a certificate, it's, like, kind of, like, fake? You're just paying for a certificate, but it doesn't actually do the security on it? You're just kind of, like, beating the system?
Yeah, it's like they just give you the certificate and you're like, okay, well, yes, I got the certificate, but they don't give you the service of it. All right, so it's like a certificate, and anyone can go ahead and breach it because that's a certificate, and it's a level one, all right, that they give you. All right, so it's easily breachable. Even you can go ahead and breach it if I tell you how to go ahead and do it.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can just go ahead and store your stuff over there on the website, but the owner will never know it.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is scary. Because, a lot of things can happen on the internet and you won't even know about it. But you're like, okay, well, yeah, my website is working pretty fine, but you don't know on the back end, it's really messy.
Yeah, it's insane. So let me, I'll have to run that one by my husband who's, like, the accountant on the back end, because I have to see what like charges we have going in and out right now to see if we should add on that service or just pay for just the certificate now and then maybe add on the service. I think we're probably good to go on it, but I just want to like double check with him to see what's going on with that. But I think it makes sense to do because it is like a financial institution pretty much in a way. So
absolutely. And just wanted to have a little discussion regarding the content for the website, like who will be doing the content, because it needs to have a Google-friendly content for the whole website with the home, about us, compare quotes, client center, insurance, and it's all about the insurance, and they contact us. And which phone number would you like to go onto the website?
The phone number I would like on the website is 724-519-7233.
And is that the toll-free number? What is it?
Yeah, that's just like my direct office line. That's like, that rings to the office.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead and note down the phone number for you, okay? Just give me a quick minute.
Yep.
And can you go ahead and let me know about it one more time?
Oh, yeah, 724-519-7233.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. And what about the content? Like, because it needs to be Google affiliated and SEO friendly content. So do you want us to go ahead and write the content for you guys?
What would be the alternative of that? That like what is the other option? Like if we didn't do that, what would happen?
Well, what we're gonna do is we will go ahead and provide you with the service for writing the whole content for the website. All right, in regards to the SEO and Google accepted, because the content needs to be Google accepted. All right, it needs to be sent out to the Google headquarters, and then they will go ahead and let us know like if the content is good to go with it, because the keyword needs to be integrated through Google. All right, the links need to be created and everything about it, because I'm pretty sure that everybody has their own profession in regards to whatever they're doing, because you do have a profession in insurance. I do have a profession in developing the websites and taking care of them. All right, and others will do have a different kind of profession in regards to their field. So what I think is, because it needs to have a good quality and understandable content so the people and Google can understand what it's written about and what is it about, so it can link to different kind of websites as well. So if someone searches you over Google or any other search engine, of course, your website should show up. Like Mansur Soprano Agency LLC should show up over there. So that was the whole point. Because without a good quality SEO content, the website cannot go forward.
Okay, so pretty much it's like for, like the, what does SEO stand for?
Search engine optimization. All right, it leads you to go ahead and get your website listed over to Google, and then we will help you with the help of keywords. We will go ahead and do a research for 6 months and get your website onto the top ranking levels for Google itself.
Oh wow.
For the pages. Yeah, because if someone is trying to search insurance company and your website is not showing up and it's showing up on fifth or sixth page of Google, then of course you will be losing your revenue. All right, it should be showing on the first page, and I'm pretty sure that you haven't gone on the second page of Google when you search something. You're like, okay, well, yeah. If it's on the first page, then
yeah,
of course Google will be showing the thing that has good reviews and everything about it. Then you go on to the first page, whatever it is. And then you go for it, all right? You don't even bother to go on the second page or third page or the fourth page. Just imagine being on the sixth page. That's, you know, something.
Yeah, that's just not good. How much does that cost for the SEO, like marketing and all that?
Well, it comes with the content writing. Well, the content writing is included within the SEO package. All right, so you're not doing it again and again. All right, like the content separately and then the SEO separately. So it's about that.
Okay. So then you're consistently, doing that as well, like upkeep of it. You're pretty much, running the website, changing, like pictures. Okay.
Yes. So our clients are doing business. They don't have to worry about the digital zone while we go and take care of it for them. All right. That is the reason we are hired to go ahead. Well, we are hired right now is to go ahead just to develop and design the website. Well, the design right in front of you, and you like it pretty much, and just a little bit of changing here and there, and then we're good for that. What do you think?
How much is it? That's what I have to just see, because I am I just am starting up. I mean, that sounds amazing, and obviously we need to do something like that eventually. I just
it usually goes by two kind of options, like for the basic one, all right, as you're starting, and the advanced. All right, advanced is like above $2,000 or something like that, all right, but the basic one, all right, is for $999. that we usually go with, and we write the whole content for the website, for the about us, for the compare quotes, for the client center, insurance, and contact us with the keywords all integrated as well. And then it comes under like the FAQs. What are the FAQs? All right. And then we write about the claims, carriers, privacy policy, terms and condition, and about us as well.
Gotcha.
So that needs, yes, that whole website needs to be up with a good quality content. Other than that, then of course it is of no use for you.
Oh, okay. So then what I just pretty much signed up for this time when I bought it is strictly design, and then after the design process you hand it over to me if I didn't pay for that, and then I just go in and type everything I want?
Well, you can, of course. Well, that is not a problem. Well, you can, but the thing is that...
Well, no,
can.
I'm just asking if that's, like,
yeah,
part of the package.
Well, that is the reason. That is the reason I'm here for you to go ahead and guide you for the further
things. Yeah, I appreciate it. So what all do I get? Yeah, I guess, like, what is the, like steps, like, that without adding anything on? What would come after this? Like, let's say now we visually get it to look perfect. What is the next step?
Well, once we go ahead and get it, like, as you want, on the website, like, we're like, okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get all of the things up and down, whatever the things that we have discussed with right now, all right, then we're going to go ahead and have this website on a stable thing, all right? Like, you'll be seeing it. I will be able to see it correctly. You'll be able to see it correctly. And then we're going to go with the next step is the content that needs to be up there, all right, because it is on our you do have the domain with you, correct?
Yeah, yep, I have the domain.
All right, and what is the domain, and where did you buy it from?
It's just mantasopranoagency.com. I got it from Google Domain.
You got it from the Google Domain. Can that mean just give it a check? And when did you buy it? Like, when did you buy it?
I bought it, I want to say, like, 2 months ago, like, maybe, like, at the end of April.
And what was that? Manto Soprano... agency?
Yep,
LLC?
.com. No LLC, just the Manso Soprano.
Oh, okay. All right, I typed in the LLC. Just give me a minute.
Yeah, sorry.
Let me remove the LLC. Okay. All right, Manso Soprano agency.com. All right, gotcha. Let me just go and note it down for myself. Alrighty, okay. I got it. Got it. And you were saying something about the colors for the website?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I wanted to go, like, a black background on it, and then bolder font, and then probably go with, like, a deep gold. Like, I think they call it, like, a Vegas gold, like a matted, like a gold, not as much yellow, like golds and gray accents to it.
Golden and gray?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. And the tabs were like home about us, compare quotes, client center, contact us, and that's the one that you wanted, and that's how it is on the header?
Yeah, that looks good up there.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the logo that's missing.
Yeah, yep, just the logo that's missing. And then, yeah, welcome to Manso Soprano Agency. That in like a black background with a big bold like gold lettering.
Alrighty, okay. And the car insurance, the renters, the home insurance, Clark, car plus home, and then we will remove the home insurance, that's again. Alright, then this pet, life, small business, commercial auto, and retirement. Is that what you all offer?
Instead of retirement, can you change it to like a... like workers' comp.
Oh, what was that?
Workers' comp.
Can you spell that out for me?
Yeah, sorry. It's WORKER'S, and then compensation, COMP.
Oh.
Yeah, workers' compensation insurance.
Instead of retirement?
Yeah, please. Yep.
And I will just remove, get this removed right beneath that says, just give me a minute.
Yeah. Are we able to order that, put it in a different order?
Yeah, of course we can. As I told you before, that this is a custom-based website, so yeah, we can go ahead and change nearly everything.
Okay, do we do that now or not yet because it's, the demo, dummy content on there? Or is that actually
part of it? We cannot go ahead and do it right now unless the inner pages are there. It will be there within 24 to 48 hours of time, as I have already sent it out to the team, that this is the demo that has been, to go with.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
We'll want it to go home, car. We'll go homeowners first. Then renters. No, we'll go homeowners first, then car, then renters, then pet, then life. Then we'll go small business, commercial auto, workers' compensation, let's say professional liability. And then, let's say umbrella insurance.
Umbrella insurance.
Or don't say just small business. Well, maybe instead of umbrella insurance, instead of professional liability, go to, this is difficult. Hold on. Instead, we'll have small business, commercial auto. Say general liability.
Mm-hmm.
And then say, either, all right, I'm between contractor's equipment or professional liability. What do you think sounds better? What do you think's more?
Well, I think that one with the liability sounds better.
Okay. Yeah, then we'll do professional liability.
Professional liability. Okay.
Yep.
All right, so
general
I just mm-hmm. And when someone clicks on that, it'll go into that page.
Yep, that sounds good.
And they can read about what it is about and how much does it cost. They can go ahead and compare the quotes, all right, and they can just go ahead with that. What do you think?
That sounds perfect.
Let me just go ahead and check up on that portal that you've sent me. Just give me a quick minute. Where is it? I'm going to go ahead and save it. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay. Alrighty. Well, did you get my text?
Oh, it actually never came through. It's 412-980-1113.
Mm-hmm. Let me check up on my phone. What is it doing? Why hasn't it sent out the text yet? Alrighty, okay.
Oh, wait. We took out the workers' compensation, didn't we? So maybe I don't need. Did I miss that on the block?
No, you said you need the instead of workers' compensation, you need the professional liability.
Yeah, I like workers' compensation. Can you actually do that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can. It's not a problem. We can. All right, if you can just give me 1 minute, so I can just send all of the changes to the teams. They can get on with it right away.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me a minute, all right?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yep, I just texted back, hi.
Thank you. Alrighty, okay. And where's your brief form? The number is, you're the owner for that. Alright, there's no business slogan.
I don't really have a slogan. I didn't really know what to say for that. Do you, like, need a slogan, do you think? Probably not. No, I don't want a slogan. I think
that the website already has a slogan. Let me just read it out. Simplifying the way you shop for insurance.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Alrighty, okay. Looking for a sleek, clean design, black and gray, emerald green or Vegas gold accent. Okay. I want a very modern and luxury type of look. Do you think this is a modern and luxury type of look that you were looking for?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's definitely, like, simple, clean, like, streamlined looking. I think number 3 was a little too busy. 4 was, like, middle ground. So I think 5, this one's, like, perfect. Definitely. That's why I think I just want the font on this one definitely is, like, a little bit more, like, soft and feminine. So I think that's what they were going for with it, like, as a luxury. And I think it looks good, but I just also, like I said, so if they can still go along those lines of keeping it, like, that.
Alrighty.
So I think this looks really good. It's very simple, cut and dry. It's not too wordy. I think you guys hit the nail on the head with this. It looks very good.
Yeah, well, that is the reason we were on the call. And whatever I got on Friday, I was like, okay, well, convey the same thing to my team so they can go ahead, you know, get everything about it on board. And there you go. Well, I'm magic.
I know. You're good. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. All right, so what do you think? Should we go ahead and get the content done for you guys, or what is it going to be about?
How much was the content? Oh, you said it was 1200 or it was 900?
Yes.
I would say hold off on the content for now. I'm going to also run that by and see if we're just going to put the two together with the SLL. I have to run it by my husband.
Well, if you're going with the content, then of course we will not be coming up with any kind of SSL charge because that will be complimentary from our side.
Oh, so it's all wrapped into that?
Yes, of course. Well, that is the reason that I told you about the price and not anything else.
I got you. So that's content and SLL. Oh, okay, good. So let me, like, just run that by him and give him a heads up on that. I'll let you know for sure. Like I said, it makes sense and probably would be very beneficial. I've got to run it by the good old guy who cuts the checks in the back for now. So, and then we'll, like, go from there with that.
The finance minister?
Yeah, pretty much. He's like, I'm your accountant. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's you. Yeah. So you got to run it by
him.
But
what I can do is I can send you an email as well, so you can run it by him as well. So everything is all documented for you and for me as well.
That would be perfect because I was trying to jot notes down of, like, what all it includes and kind of, like, convey to him what actually these, like, acronyms stand for. So if you could send me an email just recapping everything, that would be great. I'll run it by him, and I'll just shoot you an email to confirm or whatever.
Well, if you can let me know by today, I would highly appreciate it so I can hold off on the discount that I have applied for you already so I can just go ahead and get it done for you by today so we can start working on it.
Yeah, so it shouldn't be a problem. I know he has, like, a 1 o'clock call usually and then a 3 o'clock, so I'll try to catch him at, like, 2, and then I'll shoot you an email. We'll have a decision definitely today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would appreciate it. We'll talk about it then, okay? So I'll just go ahead and send you the email right away. Just give me, like, 1 minute so you can have it in your inbox, okay? I will have Peter go ahead and send it over to you. Just give me a minute. Alrighty, okay. Just give me a quick second.
Take your time.
You're very welcome. Okay. All right, just give me a minute. All right, it's going on your email. I have asked him to send it over to you. I'm sending both of the options, like option 1 and option 2. All right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, wait. Heard you say 1 and 2 and it, like, cut out.
No, I was saying that I'm just going to go ahead and send you both of the options so you can reply me back over the email. I'll ask Peter to go ahead and send you the email right away for you, all right? So you can let me know by 2 or by 1 probably so we can work about it, okay?
That sounds great to me.
All right, and will you be taking payments over the website for anything?
No, not directly or anything like that, because then that comes into my agency, and I don't want to, like, have to deal with the money. I'd rather them just pay through the client board directly. So we're good. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll just go ahead and cross it off.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
No worries about it. All right, I'm just going to go ahead and ask them to send you an email, and I'll talk to you at 1 or 2.
Sounds good. Yeah, 2 all o'clock. Right, are you on Eastern time? Yeah, 2 o'clock Eastern time, so, like, literally in, like, an hour.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're in Eastern time?
Yeah, I'm in Eastern time.
Oh, all right, okay. I'm in PST. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So after 1 hour,
yeah,
I'll give you...
The number, your number when you texted me is, like, an 83... I think your area code is...
831.
You have a 94... Yeah, 831. 831. Area code, so...
Yeah.
I thought
that's where I'm
California.
From. That's
perfect.
Where I'm from. And then I moved to California, so I have the same phone number.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so that's why I figured when I saw the 8s. I know 8s and 9s are usually, like, California. And I'm like, so I might as well let you know that, I'm on Eastern time. So I'll let you know here shortly.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be waiting for that, and I'll ask Peter to go and send you an email, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No worries about it. All right, well, do take care.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.